Authorities have announced that all 129 victims of last week's attacks have now been identified. The bodies of those who died are beginning to be released to their families. Stefan Sarad faces the heartbreaking task later today of going to collect his son Hugo, a 23-year-old student shot dead at the Bataclan Theatre. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller has been speaking to Stefan Sarad about his loss.
This picture with his little brother 2 years ago.
A big brother, a son, a computer science student who loved music, comics and beer.
Hugo was a guy from his generation. He was not exceptional, but he was exceptional because it was my son, of course.
Stefan Sarad's 23-year-old son Hugo was in Paris for the weekend visiting his father and hoping to take in a couple of concerts.
He just arrived in Paris, he put his luggage in the house here. He saw his little brother and the babysitter and then go back to the concert.
It wasn't long before Stefan knew something was badly wrong at the concert venue, but it would be 6 p.m. the next day before he knew that his son was one of the 89 people killed there. The news came from a friend who was making calls on his behalf.
He phoned me from Montpellier to say, okay, Stefan, I've got the news, it's terrible. And then I phoned to the morgue and it was done. So it was very long. Roughly more than 20 hours.
Do you want to know what happened to him in those final moments, final minutes?
Of course, as a parent, I want to know what did happen. Was it scared? Was it shot? And did he get a bullet at the very beginning and that was done? Or was he on a stage? I want to know if he was so afraid and so scared as a parent. It's very important for me.
It's been just a few days since Hugo Sarad was killed, but already his father has a mission to preserve his memory, in defiance, he says, of the attackers.
They wanted to kill this generation. They want to kill hope. And that's barbarism. And I don't want that to continue. I would like to give hope to this generation. And in the rest of my life, my work will be to follow that and to help them to get faith and hope for that.
I ask Stefan Sarad where he finds the strength to talk about his son's death.
If I don't do that, I would die. Okay, I have to be in the action. And the action is to think about Hugo, to speak with you about Hugo. I have to keep energy for him. And not only for him, for all these kids that were killed without any reason.
Stefan Sarad, whose son Hugo was killed in last week's attack in Paris, speaking there to Europe correspondent Barbara Miller.